Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're in the middle of 2 Samuel chapter 20, where we've been seeing a little bit of rebellion rise up in a man named Sheba. So listen to what it says in 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 2. But the men of Judah followed their king steadfastly from the Jordan to Jerusalem. So keep in mind what's going on. David had just endured the rebellion of Absalom, and now this other enemy, Sheba, rises up. And so the question looms, would David's kingdom crumble? Would another war break out? In moments like these, when the battle seems never-ending, we oftentimes hold our breath wondering what will happen next. This is the way of the enemy. He doesn't wait until we're strong. He strikes when we're weary. And just as one battle ends, another begins. And perhaps you feel this in your own life. One hardship after another. No time to catch your breath. Maybe this is even what we see in the church today. Attack after attack, trial after trial. But notice the response of the men of Judah. Instead of scattering, they clung to David. They followed him more closely than before, standing firm by his side. One pastor insightfully put it this way: when others rebel against King Jesus, it gives us an even greater opportunity to show our loyalty to him. The men of Judah didn't shrink back. They didn't let the rebellion of others shake their own faithfulness. They drew near to their king, strengthening their allegiance. And we must do the same. When opposition rises, when rebellion increases, let it drive us closer to Christ and let our loyalty be made clear, not just in word, but in action. And so as you pray today, ask God for strength to remain steadfast in times of hardship. Pray for faithfulness to Christ when others turn away. And as you're praying, lift up Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon, and pray for the French-Canadian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Canada. Trials will come, rebellion will rise, but let it be said of us, we followed our King steadfastly.